presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
September 12, 5 o'clock America, New York, cracking the case of the giant fern genome. Scientists have sequenced complete fern genomes for the first time, to learn why the plants have twice as much DNA as humans. When the genome of the flying spider monkey tree fern was decoded in May, it was only the third time a fern's DNA had been completely mapped, and the first time with a fern whose genome was so large.
Washington Post World.
September 12, 5 o'clock America, New York, Lebanon. Central bank lifts all expensive fuel subsidies. The Lebanese central bank has lifted its remaining subsidies on fuel.
RT World News.
September 12, 4:53 America, New York, U.S. could benefit from EU recession, WAPO. Europe's troubles may be good for America in the current perverse situation, an economist told the paper.
New York Times World News.
September 12, 4:50 America, New York, Russian strikes cause blackouts as Ukraine gains in northeast. Kyiv condemned the strikes as an act of revenge as Russian forces retreat in the northeast. Ukrainian firefighters at an electric power station in Kharkiv on Sunday after a Russian strike.
Time.
September 12, 4:45 America, New York, China confirms Xi Jinping's first overseas trip since the start of the pandemic. China confirmed that Xi Jinping plans to travel to Central Asia this week, in what would be the president's first trip aboard since the pandemic hit more than 2 years ago.
Washington Post World.
September 12, 4:44 America, New York, Philippines extending state of calamity for virus pandemic. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. is extending a state of calamity declared by his predecessor more than 2 years ago to deal with continuing concerns over the coronavirus pandemic.
Washington Post World.
September 12, 4:06 America, New York, Ukraine keeps initiative, claims it reached Russian border. Ukraine has kept the counteroffensive momentum in its war against Russia going.
New York Times World News.
September 12, 3 o'clock America, New York. Monkeypox shots, treatments and tests are unavailable in much of the world. High-income countries snapped up vaccines when the disease hit them, leaving none for countries that have battled the virus for years, in an echo of the COVID response. A monkeypox sore on a patient's foot at the Arzobispo Loaiza Hospital in Lima, Peru, last month.
BBC News World.
September 12, 2:53 America, New York. China COVID lockdowns leave residents short of food and essential items. People are appealing for help on social media as food and medicine supplies dwindle. The Washington Times Stories, Advocacy.
September 12, 2:45 America, New York, live updates. New Zealand to have public holiday, Memorial. Wellington, New Zealand. New Zealand has announced it will mark the death of Queen Elizabeth II with a public holiday on September 26.
BBC News World.
September 12, 2:36 America, New York, Bengaluru floods. How families struggled to find help as India's IT capital drowned. Families in India's IT capital recount the nightmare they went through when their homes began to flood.
Mirror World News.
September 12, 2:04 America, New York. Vladimir Putin blitzes Ukraine power stations in revenge as his troops flee. The missile strikes on the Ukrainian power grid overnight have plunged millions of people into darkness as Vladimir Putin strikes back following a humiliating retreat by Russian troops.
World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News. September 12, 1:15 America, New York. Bodies left to rot as people bury neighbors. Life in a liberated village after Russians retreat. The Russian troops suddenly started shouting wildly and running around, before scrambling into their tanks and fleeing the tiny village in eastern Ukraine, one resident said. The police team start work digging up the bodies.
BBC News World.
September 12, 0:17 America, New York, freebies, the row over handouts and welfare schemes in India. Can India draw a distinction between handouts aimed at winning votes and bona fide welfare schemes?
Wall Street Journal World News. September 11, 2:50 America, New York, Sweden's right-wing opposition takes narrow election lead. Sweden Democrats took their biggest ever share of votes in a general election, giving the center-right bloc of parties a slim majority.